Welcome back. You're listening to MyTechnologyLawyer.com. We're listening to you. Call in toll free, 866-685-7469, or send us an email, radio@MyTechnologyLawyer.com. You can send that email even if you're listening to an archive version of the show. Be sure to let me know who you want to talk to. We'll get the guest to respond personally. So not only do you get an education by virtue of the answer to your question, but you will also be able to expand your personal network, because you'll be able to strike up a conversation with the guest. How about that? I've got on the line with me a returning co-host, Nadia Leamy. It's always a pleasure to have you on our show, Nadia.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Okay, good. Are you in Canada today?
Yes.
Okay. It's a little chilly there, I expect.
Well, better than last time. It's close to 0 degrees Celsius today. So
okay, well.
Snow, but not much.
I see. Well, it's all relative, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a terrific conference scheduled for Thailand, which is just a beautiful country. I see some of the photographs here from the location. This is such a terrific, you people just do such a great job of selecting your locales. We want to let everybody know to go over to the IASTED website during the show. It's IASTED.com. And check out the conferences scheduled for April. One of them is the Advances in Computer Science and Technology. It's scheduled for Thailand, April the 2nd through the 4th. And you've brought a special guest to the show today who can tell us a little bit about the agenda for the conference and what's going to happen.
Yes. I'm pleased to introduce Professor Sunny. Conference for Diagnostics and Advanced Science is the chair of the Information Science and Engineering Department at the University of Florida. His research interests include sequential and parallel data structures and algorithms, computational geometry, image processing, and scheduling and optimization. Professor Sani, do you want to say a few words about ACST 2007?
Yeah, sure. I guess, as you've already been told, the conference is being held in Phuket, Thailand, and the conference is fairly broad in its scope, covering many areas of computer science and engineering, including things like computer networks, web technologies, computer graphics, and so on. And one of the objectives of this conference is to try and get people with different interests into the same room so that they can kind of take their individual expertises and come up with new technologies that that each individually could not have generated. Now, this year, we received about 280 paper submissions, out of which about 85 are being presented at the conference. So it's a fairly selective conference, very high-quality research that's going to be described at the conference.
Tell me now, how many attendees do you expect?
I would think that we would get probably somewhere between 100 and 200 attendees for this particular conference. Yeah.
Is it always in Thailand, or do you move it around?
No, this is the fourth time we're running the conference.
Yeah.
The first time around, it was in Cancun, and then it moved to St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. And last year, we held it in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. So this is really the first time it has left the North America region.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody very talented is selecting your locations.
Yeah, I think this is Nadia.
Those are great locations.
Yeah.
Now, I'm interested in the international mix, because one of the things that we try to highlight with IASTED, one of the unique things about IASTED is they have terrific international participation and international focus. Can you give me a feel for how many papers came from outside the United States and what the attendance from outside the U.S. is?
Yeah, let's see. Maybe Nadia could respond to that in terms of papers. I know we had a very very large concentration of papers coming from Asia, especially from China, from Malaysia, and from India.
Yeah.
But Nadia probably has exact numbers in terms of distribution.
Sure.
We normally get most of our conferences have about 30 countries represented. And so I'm just looking at the distribution here for ACST, and it looks like it will be about the same.
Yeah.
But 30 to 40 countries will be represented.
That's terrific. And will that hold true in terms of the agenda and the presentations as well, I would think?
Yes. I mean, the presentations will be from all around, from about 30 to 40 different countries as well.
Yeah.
What's interesting with this conference is that we've gotten quite a few submissions, more than any other conference we've ever had from Myanmar, which is unusual. You normally get the countries from the region like India, Malaysia, Thailand, China.
Sure.
But this is the first time we've gotten a significant number of papers from Myanmar.
Wow, that's pretty. What explains that? Do you know? Are they just particularly active in this niche?
I'm not exactly sure, actually. I guess we'll probably find out after the conference when we've had a chance to talk to some of the people there.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you have, Professor Sani, you've got SAP as one of your sponsors, and you've got some other pretty high-profile sponsors here as well. So you're well-positioned here. Let's talk a little bit about the agenda that you expect in terms of the substance of the conference. In terms of the program agenda itself, what areas of research do you think are going to be emphasized over the 2-day period?
Well, I guess the things I would probably like to highlight, one is the keynote talk that we have. This is being given by Dr. Nagi Rao of the Oak Ridge National Lab. And he's been directing a national project in the U.S. in the high-speed networks area. So he set up an experimental high-speed network that essentially spans the country. And they're doing research on the challenges faced by faced in the implementation and management of these high-speed networks and the demands they're going to place on software technologies. And so I think that would be an exciting talk because it would open up probably a number of interesting research issues for the next few years for people to work on.
Sure.
And help make this network a reality.
Yeah. In terms of the kind of research and the focus of the research in the world of networking, is it predominantly to provide more security? Is it predominantly to squeeze more out of the spectrum? Where's the predominant focus of the research?
Well, I would say there's a tremendous amount of research going on in many aspects. One, of course, is high speed, trying to get more bandwidth so that you could transmit volumes of data through the network much quicker. There's the emphasis on trying to provide guaranteed quality of service, which means that users with very high demand could probably come in and say, we would like to be assured some level of service between on Mondays from 2 to 5. How are you going to guarantee that?
Sure.
There's a lot of emphasis on security. That, of course, is a big thing. How do you prevent malicious flow of traffic in the network?
Yes. All right, well, go over to the IOSTED website and check it out. This is a great conference. If you want to get in on the cutting edge and find out what some of these researchers are thinking, you'll be able to hear and see the presentations. So you can go over to IOSTED, and there's still some time to sign up. Nadia, thanks again for bringing a great guest to the radio show, and thanks to Professor Sani, who is less than 100 miles from our studio over here in Gainesville. We appreciate you spending time with us as well.
Oh, thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk to the folks at Scale. So don't go away. You're listening to my technologylawyer.com/